Հանունով եւ ողորմով եւ հոգուին սրբով, ամեն. In today's gospel reading, we hear of Mary visiting her cousin Elizabeth. Both are pregnant. Elizabeth is pregnant with John the Baptist, St. John the Baptist, and Mary, naturally, is pregnant with Christ. And the gospel tells a wonderful and a miraculous event that takes place. It says that when Mary visits Elizabeth and enters the room and greets her, the child inside the womb of Elizabeth jumps for joy. John the Baptist jumps for joy. This is very important because in our church hymns, we refer to John the Baptist as the first one to worship Christ. And he is referred to as the one who worships from womb to womb. But it is also amazing because John the Baptist in the womb recognizes and feels the presence of God among him. He realizes and he feels holiness in his presence. It's unfortunate, though, that in today's day and age, there are so many people in this world that do not see, do not recognize, do not feel the presence of God in their own lives, let alone in this entire world. The question arises then, why don't we see God in our lives? Why don't we see God in this world that we live in? And the answer is very, very simple. For hundreds of years, since the age of the Enlightenment, which is about 300 or 400 years ago, in the 18th and 17th centuries, we were taught and have been taught since then that the spiritual realm and the physical world are different, that they are separate from one another. And this goes all the way into our education as well. We have been taught for hundreds of years and brought up that theology and science are opposites, that they don't go together. We have been taught that those things that deal with faith and those things that we can perform experiments on are separate. They're different theory. They're different schools of thought. We have also been taught that nature is not that good. We need to live in modernity. And so we are removed from nature. And we are removed from the rhythms of this world, from nature in general. And as a result of all of this, we have confined our faith, and unfortunately, we have confined God to a couple of hours, one day a week, within these four walls. We don't take our faith out with us very often. We leave it here. When we do business, faith is not involved. When we go to school, faith is not involved. When we go to work, faith is not involved. When we do politics, faith is not involved. We have removed faith, we have removed spirituality from our lives and put it in this place. Our ancestors did not understand faith nor God in this sense. Rather, they believed and understood faith and God to be very different. In the West, we have been taught for many centuries that this universe we live in is, and I preached about this many a time, but this universe we live in is a two-story universe, two floors, if you will. God is up on the second floor with all the angels and all our loved ones who have passed away, and we are on the first floor. And that there's a stairs, Astijan. There are stairs that go up and down. And every so often, if we pray hard enough, God might come down from those stairs, perform a miracle amongst us, and then go back real quick so we don't see him. This is what we have been taught and what we believe very often. The East and the Eastern churches have taught the opposite. Not that there's two stories and that this is separate, but rather it is one. It is together. That God is not in some foreign, is on some foreign plane that we can't see him, but he is here amongst us now. And we see this also through Christ's incarnation, Through his incarnation, he has brought heaven to earth. This means then that our angels, our guardian angels, and all of our loved ones are with us all the time. They are around us, they surround us, they speak to us, they interact with us. They pray for us, and they pray with us. But this also means, if the angels and our loved ones are amongst us, that the demons are also amongst us, and that they are fighting a war on this level that is greater than we can ever imagine, and they are trying to take us away from this world, take us away from Christ. This is why St. Paul writes, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, authorities, cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." We do not realize that God is amongst us and that this war is being fought among us because we don't want to see it. We are not used to it, and we have been taught otherwise. The question then naturally arises, how do we see and how do we feel God in this world? How is this possible then? This whole battle is taking place around us. How do we feel him in this world? The easiest answer is to keep in communication with God. The easiest answer is to pray daily. Because when we pray, we recognize his voice and he recognizes our voice. And we are in communication with each other. And we do all of this with incense, with fasting, with reading the scriptures, with hanging icons in the house, with frequenting his home. All of this is very important to understand who God is and to feel him in our presence, to feel him in this world and to see him in this world. But probably the most important way to bring God into our lives and to make him present in our lives is also the most difficult way. It requires forgiveness, being able to forgive others. Armenians do not like to forgive. I know this all too well, because I have been on both sides of the forgiving process. Armenians and people in general don't like to forgive, because when we forgive, we think it means I am wrong, and he or she is right, and I don't want to go down that path. Maybe you are wrong. Maybe you are. Chances are you probably are, but we don't like that. We don't like hearing that. But when we are able to forgive, and we are able to say and put our pride down and say, you know what, I was wrong, and even if I wasn't wrong, I'm willing to open up relationship again and communication with this person again. When we do that, we allow God into our lives again. We allow God to come in and heal that broken relationship that has happened, however it may have happened. It might have been our fault, it might have been their fault. But when we allow God into our lives to heal it, resurrection can take place. New life can take place. This world is broken and it needs healing. The only way it will take place is if we are willing to ask for forgiveness and give forgiveness. And by doing that, we can truly then be called temples of the Holy Spirit. If we don't do that, we cannot be called Christians. One of my professors in seminary, Dr. Abraham Terian, always said, Armenians and Christians in general, Christians are in the business of forgiving. If you cannot forgive, you are not a Christian. I don't care who you are, how many times you prayed, how many church services you've attended, how much fasting you do, how many icons you have. If you do not forgive, you are not a Christian. So on a light note now, I pray that in the coming weeks, starting this week, we do the following three things. First, we recognize that God is not in some distant universe far away from us, but it's here with us now, amongst us now. Second, allow this reality in our lives constantly, not just on Sunday mornings, but every chance we get, we see and we notice God and our loved ones and the saints and the angels talking to us and communicating with us. Because the more we communicate with them, the better we will be to understand and hear and recognize their voices. And third, the greatest way to bring God into our lives is to forgive, to allow forgiveness to take place. Because remember, and I've seen it many a time, people who hold on to grudges become sick physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And if they cannot let go of that grudge and forgive, they will be trapped by it forever. When we are able to let go of it and recognize God is here, involve Him in our lives, and forgive, then we will become like St. John the Baptist in the womb, and we will jump for joy every time we feel God in our presence. Amen.